In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. It's already the second Sunday of Great Lent. I hope you're kind of catching your energy and that you're getting more energetic. That should be happening. Even if you're fasting strictly, you should become more energetic, because the whole purpose of the fast is to be able to experience the energy of God, God's energies. The whole purpose of the fast is to be able to have God all completely in our heart. No darkness, nothing that is cold or hard, just God in our heart. So Lent is this time when we're trying to open up our hearts to God. And if we do that, indeed, God will come in and he will illuminate some of those spots that are dark. And we should feel more energy. Now, I understand there's temptations during Great Lent. I have them too. And sometimes you get tired, and sometimes maybe you get cranky, and sometimes a lot of things happen. But overall, what should be happening to you is there should be sort of a unfolding of your soul, sort of your soul opening up a little bit, a little crack appearing in your soul, so that God and his light will come into that crack and illuminate you. That's what you should be doing during Great Lent. That's the whole purpose of Great Lent. It's really the whole purpose of life. It's just Great Lent is a time when we can concentrate a little bit more than we normally do, because, well, human beings, we don't concentrate all the time. We wax and we wane. We sometimes are doing something very strongly and sometimes very weakly. Sometimes we remember, sometimes we forget. This is the season to remember. This is the season to increase your prayer. This is the season to fast better than you normally do. This is the season to say the prayer of St. Ephrem during the weekdays. This is the season to come to the services. Not because those are a list of things that Father Seraphim tells you to do, but because they're life, because they open up our hearts so that we can know God.